This is Ruben. Can you please hold for a moment?
Yes.
Thank you. Hi, you still with me?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Is this a better connection?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. All right, let me bring up your file. Bear with me. This is B&R Granite, correct?
Yeah, B&R Affordable Granite.
Okay, so where are we at? All right. So, got your file. One question. What does BNR stand for?
BNR, it's my my last name.
Well, what does the B stand? I know the R stands for Rodriguez. What does B stand for?
B stands for Beretta.
Who's Beretta?
It's my family.
Oh, your family's name. Okay. Gotcha.
My family, Beretta Rodriguez.
All right, gotcha. So with the startup funding, and don't take anything I say the wrong way, please. With startup funding, it's generally viewed as pretty high risk. It's a pretty high risk. What they want to do is they want to see if they can get additional, and by that I mean underwriters, they want to see if they can get an additional signer, someone that has a little stronger credit to approve the file. The reason is, when we're talking about like $38,000, $40,000, $45,000, they need to have some comparative reference. And right now, you pay all your bills on time. There's just no history of you paying off that amount of debt over a few years. Do you have anyone else that we could add to the file that might help strengthen this? Like a wife, a brother, something of that nature? Okay. There's no pressure for me. Do you guys want to get back to me when you have a chance to think about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it later.
Okay, and just so you know, with any co-signers, the loan doesn't go under personal credit, and we put that in writing, by the way. The loan doesn't go under personal credit. It goes under business credit. So if you provide a co-signer, the loan's not going to go under your name or the person's name. It's actually going to go under the business's name.
Okay.
I can also go ahead.
Can I get it on my name, like a personal?
Sorry.
Can I get it in my name, like a personal, and not in the business?
We don't know. There's no type of personal loans for this type of equipment, and it wouldn't qualify because we need credit history. Right now, I mean, I run into this situation a lot where someone comes in and they just want to put it under their name. It's kind of a. The credit department's trying to meet you halfway. They want to approve your file, but they need to add someone that has a little more credit strength, because when files don't have a lot of credit strength, they're not allowed to approve it. So they need something else to strengthen the file.
Okay.
I'm going to see if, you know, a big down payment could help, but that's probably what they need. Do you guys want to think about it and just give me a call back when you're ready to move forward?
Like, how much is the big down payment?
You know, I don't know. I've already asked, and if they can give me approval, but this is really, I think, more of a credit situation where they want to make sure that whoever's borrowing the money has some credit history, so they're comfortable that they're going to get paid back.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that'd be good then.
Yeah, so you guys will give me a ring back, I assume, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a ton. I look forward to helping you out and getting this wrapped up.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.